USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close election, but Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have been reelected as Prime Minister of Israel for a record fifth term. His conservative party will apparently control a majority in Israel's parliament. President Trump commenting on the news as he left the White House for Texas a short time ago.
He's been a great ally, and he's a friend. I'd like to congratulate him. That was a well-thought-out race.
The president heading to Texas, where he'll be promoting American energy. He'll stop in the Houston area and is expected to unveil executive orders aimed at expanding U.S. oil and natural gas production. He's also going to headline Republican fundraisers in Houston and San Antonio. NASA just releasing the first-ever picture of a black hole. Images taken in April 2017 by the Event Horizon Telescope. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and a pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The European Union will grant the Brexit delay that British Prime Minister Theresa May has been asking for, but EU leaders are expected to demand a longer extension and other conditions. The 27 leaders of the trading bloc expected to sign off on the delay today. Attorney General William Barr testifies at a House hearing yesterday that he will release the full Mueller report on the Russia probe in redacted form within about a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
I am relying on my own discretion to make as much public as I can.
Appropriations Committee Chair New York Democrat Nita Lowey told Barr she was taken back with his initial release of just 4 pages of highlights from a nearly 400-page report.
And I think the Attorney General just stonewalled us.
Barr says he has no intention of releasing classified information or information related to the grand jury.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New information released about a New York couple who reportedly went missing during a Dominican Republic vacation. A Dominican newspaper speaking with local police finds they say the pair from Mount Vernon may have gotten into a car crash on the way to the airport. The 43-year-old husband and 32-year-old wife had a return flight that was set for March 27th, but they never made it to the plane. That Dominican paper reports that a car was found in a body of water on the route to the airport, but they've not positively identified the people inside. CBS scoring some high ratings for the NCAA Men's Championship basketball game on Monday night. An estimated 19 million people were watching most of the game, with the audience surging to over 23 million once they got to the overtime period. Top-seeded Virginia defeated Texas Tech to claim its first-ever crown. The numbers for CBS were 23% higher than last year's final, which was shown on 3 cable channels. And the space community is excited about the release of the first-ever photograph of a black hole to be unveiled today by the National Science Foundation at a news conference at 9 a.m. Eastern. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories all around the world. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.